Welcome, welcome, welcome to another segment of High Tea with Coco. Thank you for everybody for listening in. We finna start this Saturday. I think it's Saturday, Friday. We got August 5th, 2022. And you know, the internet stay popping out here for us. Instagram, our TikToks, our Facebooks. Just celebrities getting into their own drama. Just regular mojo people getting into their own drama. It's just been going on nonstop. So, first I want to bring the news. Because yesterday I had so many technical difficulties, which was very irritating. But WNBA star Brittany Griner has been sentenced to 9 years jail time in Russia. So what we were trying to get going as far as once Russia had already sentenced her, then Biden can now do what we're trying to do, a diplomatic negotiation that is ongoing. We also here in America, we got some one of their guys over here, a detainee that was selling guns. So maybe we can get this guy to get swapped. But like we said, it's still ongoing. But like I said, people, we know that was a very much of a harsh sentence. But you know, this is what we get, you know, with black folk. The countries, they don't like us. And it's just really kind of sad that we have countries that just do not like people of color. And no matter what stardom you guys have, really, you just, I'm telling you guys now, stop going to these thinking you can go overseas and think you can go over to these countries and taking something with you to smoke. If you ain't getting it from over there, leave it here. Smoke when you get back. I'm just pleading with you guys, because also, who else get caught up? Iman, which is Teyana Taylor, her husband, he was flying into Dallas, going through TSA or coming through, whatever the case may be. He just got caught with 6.12 ounces of marijuana and also a magazine clip with no gun. But come on now, y'all not on private jets. You know it goes through a metal detector. You know it goes through an x-ray machine. Like, where are our minds at this point? Because you have to know that they're going to pull you over. You have to know to say, hey, excuse me, sir, can you come with me? You know what I mean? You have to know this going through there. And it's just not serious enough. Because I want to smoke, I want to get high over there, and I want to bring my little, you know, my trees with me. Get it? It's plenty of my niggas over there in Houston and Dallas that's trapping right now that sell weed. If you ready to smoke, they got you. Hit up Paul Wall. Hit up Slim Thug. Hit up some of these, you know what I'm saying, Houston rappers. Hit them up. Just everyday mojo. Just like if y'all got to come out here to Cali and hit us up and say, hey, who got the bomb? You know, we could get it from you for here. I'm just saying, I don't smoke, but at the end of the day, I know people that quite sure can help you guys out in that area. You know what I mean? So, you know, like I'm saying, celebrities, stop thinking you're invincible when you're not. They look at us all when we got that, you know what, on our skin. And no matter how many jewels you have around your neck, it don't matter. You just, my boy, not Jewels. I can't think of my guy name over here that just went into, I could see his face, went into Gucci. And it didn't go good. He wanted to spend $30,000. And I'm going to get his name. I'm going to come back to you because I could see his face. He's a part of Dipset. He's a part of, you know, him, Jules, Santana, Cameron, and I can't remember Chrissy's husband. I can't remember, but I can see his face. But he just got wanted to spend over there $30,000 in Gucci and did not get the proper treatment, because these people don't want y'all buying. They don't care for y'all buying their labels. Y'all spend all this money over there. Come on now, y'all. Let's be honest. You know me on Hot Tea. We keep it 100. We keep it real. They don't care if you spending all this money over there. Take that $30,000 and make your own clothing line. Make it expensive just like Gucci. Just like Louis Vuitton. Just like Versace. If they don't want you wearing their stuff, make your own clothing line. And so you won't feel like you'd be in disrespect to going in there and paying for something that they could care less if you have that on your body. Right? So, you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. Celebrities, stop thinking y'all invincible. Stop thinking it. Because, you know, it really don't matter. It really doesn't matter. So, we're going to go moving on to other news. Neo, his wife has just filed for divorce from him. Allegedly claims the singer fathered a baby with another woman. Neo, and you just got this lady back. And you, the other wife you had, we have followed her. What was that show? R&B Divas or one of them shows on TV1. And you know, it didn't work out with the first wife, and then you get with a upgrade. Not talking about too much of the last wife, but what you felt was an upgrade, you know, and then now this. Now you know, well, we don't know. This allegedly another baby, but she ain't divorcing for nothing. Because she loved her husband. She loves her husband. You know what I'm saying? So, shout out to Neo. Hopefully it works out for you. Another Blueface and his girlfriend. Y'all, they was out here. Of course, you being filmed. They watching you. Any little move you make, they out there fighting. I seen the video. The girl swing on him. He swing back. They slips and fall in the water. Now police is investigating if this is a domestic violence pursuit case. So, again, here we go. Y'all doing the most. You know what I'm saying? So, men, keep your hands off these women. If they ain't saying something you like, walk away. Walk away. I think y'all should learn that from Chris Brown with Rihanna. It took him a minute to get his career, his image back up and running. They not playing that, especially in California with O.J. Simpson and Nicole Brown. Okay, they not playing with that. People that got killed, died because of some domestic violence, and some man that got jealous and put his hands on someone, or went in there and just insanity and just killed everybody in the household because he didn't want his woman sleeping with nobody else. Women do it too. There's women right now in prison has killed people, killed their husbands, because people don't know how to be honest. Okay? So, in other news, Boosie Badass, he stayed talking mess to any and everybody. But he's kind of upset about the Brittany Griner sentencing. He said if that was Taylor Swift, it would be a peace treaty by now. And I agree with him. I just said something about being the color. Y'all got to understand, it might be a new day and age. It might be a new day and age, but we still, we got a long way from slavery, but we ain't always there. We're not there all the time, people. So I just want to let y'all know we as your community, Brittany, we're behind you. No one is perfect. You had about a gram. Less than a gram, however, whatever. this should be a turning point for you. I will tell you that. Because it will be for me. Don't nobody want to be overseas and in jail. This is the worst time for that. Especially with Putin going on right now in that war. They barely even wanted the British Africans or African or Britain people of color when they were escaping, when they were coming close to the town of, I want to say Czechoslovakia. I don't know where they was coming to. I can't remember. But they was coming close and people was trying to flee the towns and they wouldn't let black people on them trains. They was letting the other people of race, but not black people on them trains. So that even let you know down to the color of escape, we couldn't even go. We just got to do better, people. We got to come together. You know, I'm on this platform to give y'all hot tea. But sometimes I'm going to get real serious with y'all. Because so everything ain't about glitz and glamour and what these celebrities got going on. Because we got stuff going on right here at the house. Right here at home. In other news, out here in Los Angeles, great grief, a woman plowed into cars flying at 80 miles per hour, killing 6 people in the Windsor Hills area. That's, if you don't know where that is located, in California, Los Angeles. It is off of Slauson and La Brea, close to the old Fox Hill Mall, what they now call it the Westfield Mall, not too far. News reports the driver suspect, is 40 years of age, a nurse, and was arguing on the phone with her boyfriend and was drinking prior to, I guess, leaving wherever they were at, and in this outrage argument, and killed 6 people. One woman was pregnant, third trimester, and her baby, which was 13 months of age, killed instantly in the car. Everybody is distraught. The car was engulfed in flames. That's how, when you see the video, if anybody out there want to see the video, you can pull it up on YouTube. Woman in Los Angeles, car crash in Windsor Hills area. And you can see on the cameras at the gas station how fast these people didn't have a chance. They didn't have a chance because she was going top speed. And the cars engulfed in flames. They saw the baby getting ejected from the car. One lady, you know, tried to revive the baby and was unable to. So we want to also give our condolences here at Hot Tea with Coco to all the families that were involved, to all the people that bystanders out there watching, that tried to help, couldn't help, wanted to help because of the fire. All the policemen, all the fire department, we thank you. We thank you for that. It's just not where y'all got to be out here arguing out here. Everybody need to drive safe. Y'all not caring about what nobody is going through. Y'all just didn't. This lady just messed up families. Tore them away. Because you want to drink and argue with some nigga on the phone. About what? Because he got another girl. He moving on. I'm trying to see what would make you go that fast. It is really nothing. But I know now she is going to face that in jail. And going to have to be reminded of that. Because now we're going to see who the... We don't know what the lady looked like, y'all. We don't know what she looked like. But when they start showing who this person is and her face, it's just not going to look good. It just really not. Okay, so in other news, Khalees is... I guess upset that Beyonce has sampled her music off of Milkshake. I don't know if you young people know the song Milkshake, but it was very much a popular hit early 2000s. Khalees was, it turned number one in the Billboard chart. Again, Khalees, girl, you're a vegan chef. You don't even do the music industry really too much anymore. Beyonce, that would be a, what I would say, the highlight of a career when she samples some of your stuff. Beyonce is still popping. And I'm just saying, anybody that taps and tries the Beyonce, the Beehive, and the Queen, they coming for you. They are coming for you. Ask Keisha Cole. And I'm gonna leave it at that. Ask Keisha Cole and see where her stuff is at. So, girl, they coming for Beyonce. They said Kaya, the one that sing My Neck, My Back, she calls out Beyonce, said tired ass Renaissance album, putting a spell on everybody. I'm not even gonna comment on that one. Cause y'all already say she a part of the Illuminati, so who knows? Good news for my boy that is joining Death Row Records. Mace is now a part of signing with Death Row. He is already a bad boy. He wants to bridge the gap. He wants to, this is big, big news because Snoop is now the owner of Death Row Records. And after Suge Knight, so all the East Coast and the West Coast beef, if y'all don't know nothing about that East Coast, West Coast, we went through it. We lived it every day. If we had a concert and they came over here from the East Coast, it went down. It was a lot of beef. The rapper and the rapping going down now wasn't nothing like what Tupac and Biggie came. It was pins and needles. They was coming for the jugular in the raps. When you talking about a diss track, y'all couldn't. This generation did not get to see that. So it is also good to see that Mace, now that we have fallen soldiers, Biggie and Tupac, they left here and they were killed behind all this East Coast, West Coast drama. So it's good to see Mace is, I don't know what you guys got coming going on, but let's see where it goes. My boy, let me ask y'all this, because Kevin Gates just said he claims women with acne has the best sex because of our hormones is all over the place. I don't know how true that is, but I don't know, Kevin Gates, if the girl had good stuff, she just had good stuff. I don't think it was her acne that didn't even, now you trying to analyze too much. It's just too much. In the minute, you're going to be like, okay, well, the girl got a bump. If you got a girl that got a bump on her left cheek, she get the best head. I mean, it's just not making no sense to me. I get the hormone. Yeah, 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 yeah. Anyway. Is it enough to talk about? Yes, he was on The Breakfast Club with Charlamagne Tha God. Shout out to Charlamagne and The Breakfast Club. They probably in awe. Because where do you come up with that? Said he almost met his match in sex in bed. This must be a sex guru. Shout out to Kevin Gates. Do your thing. If you feel like it's bumps that give you a better erection or a better blowjob or a better, you know, ejaculation, more power to you. Sign up, ladies. All the acne having women, sign up. You might can get a piece of Kevin Gates. I mean, the bumpier, the better, right? All right, so Nicki Minaj's father, his killer was sentenced to 1 year in prison. But I'm thinking because he was only 72 years old, they gave him a lean sentence, but we don't know. But I don't think that was enough because he hit and ran, hitting the star's father and killing him. Now, Mystical, I don't know what's going on, Mystical. I don't know what is going on, but that you just got out not too long ago, and now they're allegedly saying you raped somebody else. What is going on, Mystical? Mystical, you a rapist for real? I'm not liking this. My No Limit soldier, Mystical has some real, he been in trouble ever since. Ever since he ain't even been on a No Limit record. He just been taking it. I don't know what's going on. But Mystical was denied bond following his arrest at the weekend after being accused of rape, among other crimes. The former No Limit soldier rapper was arrested in his home of Louisiana on Sunday on July 31st. So that was a minute ago. Not too long ago. And charged with multiple felonies, including first degree rape, domestic abuse battery, strangulation, and robbery. Oh, this dude is going in. So during the bond hearing on August 2nd, they reported Mystical shook his head multiple times throughout the hearing held by the judge and continued to do so as detective describes the alleged rapes in detail. We're extremely disappointed that the judge decided to hold Mr. Tyler without bond. That's what his attorney is saying. So he will be rape again. This woman ain't... I'm thinking you are a rapist. We just can't see because it's Mystical. He has a sex addiction problem. I'm looking at him right now. He has a sex addiction. And if you matter if you want to give it to him or not, he's taking it. Which is sad, but he's taking it. So, you know, Mystical, it's not good for you to sit over here and try to take no sex when you a celebrity. Get you on one of these reality shows and do a comeback if you need money. But when you have an addiction, it doesn't matter. It does not matter. I want to end this one with some good stuff. Tory Lanez, he gives Chris Brown a custom King of Pop chain because he's saying, you know, with the alleged shooting with him and Megan Thee Stallion. And remember, I just had said about how Chris Brown and the Rihanna situation. But he said, my dog held me down in a time when most of the world left me for dead. I feel like this was a well-deserved gift for so many reasons. Most of those reasons he engraved on the back of the chain, enjoy it, my boy. Oh, I mean, this was a beautiful chain. I mean, engraved so... That was nice of him. This chain is beautiful. And he just been, you know, Chris Brown has just been in his corner because Chris Brown went through a lot of that. I told you. And it took him a lot to get his image back. So... y'all stay away from these women. I'm telling you, if y'all arguing with these bras, y'all just need to move on. It's just not that deep, you know? So I just hope that Tory Lanez get exonerated. I really do. But if he did shoot Megan in the toe or the pinky toe or however, I just hope that everybody can heal from this. You see what I'm saying? And move forward. Because these people are both good people at music. And last but not least, Big Sean and our girl that sings Jhené Aiko, if I'm saying that correctly, they are having their baby after they break up. So they didn't got back together. And I guess they got it together to where they are having their baby. And I'm so overjoyed for that. So overjoyed. So guess what? Next week, I think I'm going to be having a guest star. Her name is Honesty. I'm going to have her on my show. We're going to do a live interview. This upcoming rapper is coming out of Cali. And y'all get ready for her because she has some hot tracks. And I'm just excited to see where she goes with this. Right now, she's an independent artist with her independent label. So we'll see her on my next show. I hope I gave y'all all the hot tea that I could give y'all. Because it's been going down. I told y'all. At the crib down here in LA with regular issues that's been going on. and people in hip hop, people in our culture. So like I said, take my advice. Stop going through these airports. This is a whole wrap up. Stop going through these airports thinking y'all can smuggle guns and dope and weed. Y'all can't do it. Now, and stop taking it overseas. What else I said? Number two, stop hitting on these women. Women, stop hitting on these men. It don't do nothing but have your butt in trouble. Period. Jail. Time. They looking at y'all. They looking at us. I told you people of color don't have that many. I don't care how many chains you have. I don't have care how many houses on the hill. When you get in trouble by the law, they will slang you and bang you. And you, they will break your butt down to nothing. Remember what I'm saying to you people. Take it my advice. I've seen it all too often. So I'm about to wrap it up. I'll see you next time. Same time, same bad channel. Peace.